Greetings, readers. Welcome to the July edition of Library News. Summer is officially here. Our youth summer reading program is off to a great start, and June was a busy month full of activities learning about music, performing arts, and more. Learn more about the summer reading program at iowalibrary.blog. Another exciting library program began last month as well. STEM with the Library for the Teens in the Summer Leap program kicked off on June 15th. They had a visit from Des Moines Fire Chief Rick Thomas and Dr. Mike Bechtel, the inventor of the aeroponics system that we have in the youth library. We look forward to many more guests this month.
The library has a few new faces helping out this summer. We are excited to welcome Alex and Chandra. They are joining us this summer as part of the Iowa Governor's STEM Council Teacher Externship Program. They will be helping in the library with the STEM with the Library program, special library events, and other library duties and projects. They will be with us for about 6 weeks. We are also excited to welcome two Summer Vistas, Mommy and Chance. They will be helping out with summer youth programs. Mommy and Chance will be with us for about 9 weeks.
The National Library Service is hosting its first-ever summer reading program this summer. It kicked off in June with some great programs with the Librarian of Congress, Dr. Carla Hayden, and author Shelby Van Pelt. This month there are more fantastic author visits scheduled. These programs are all held via Zoom and registration is required. Go to iowalibrary.blog for the complete schedule and to register for the events.
Now for the top 10 fiction books downloaded from Bard. The Professor, a legal thriller, DB112583, by Robert Bailey. Law professor Thomas Jackson McMurtry literally wrote the book on evidence in the state of Alabama. But when a power-hungry colleague uses a recent run-in between McMurtry and headstrong student Rick Drake to end his career, he is left unsure what to do next. Meanwhile, a devastating trucking accident in Henshaw, Alabama, leaves a young family dead. Drake, now a fledgling lawyer, takes the case against the freight carrier and soon begins to uncover the truth behind the tragedy that is buried in a tangled web of arson, bribery, and greed. On the eve of the trial, and with his case unraveling in the midst of a dangerous cover-up that threatens to silence his star witnesses, Drake realizes that only his estranged mentor, Professor McMurtry, can help him now. There is violence, strong language, and some descriptions of sex. NYPD Red 7, The Murder Sorority, DB112355, by Marshall Karp and James Patterson. Lower Manhattan, a sniper's bullet ends the life of a high-profile New Yorker. 5 miles uptown, a second prominent victim has his throat slashed. And that's only the beginning. A network of professional assassins is on the loose in New York City. Trained by the U.S. military, they're on their own now, with a new unit called Kappa Omega Delta, Killers on Demand. NYPD Red detectives Kylie McDonald and Zach Jordan are called in to hunt them down, but these mercenaries are as gifted in the art of escape as they are in snuffing out lives. It's the biggest professional challenge the Red Team has ever faced, and before it's over, both Kylie's and Zach's personal lives will change forever. Mad Honey, a novel, DB110596, by Jodi Picco. Olivia McAfee knows what it feels like to start over. Her picture-perfect life, living in Boston, married to a brilliant cardiothoracic surgeon, raising their beautiful son Asher, was upended when her husband revealed a darker side. She never imagined that she would end up back in her sleepy New Hampshire hometown, living in the house she grew up in, and taking over her father's beekeeping business. Lily Campanello is familiar with do-overs, too. When she and her mom relocate to Adams, New Hampshire, for her final year of high school, they both hope it will be a fresh start. And for just a short while, these new beginnings are exactly what Olivia and Lily need. Their paths cross when Asher falls for the new girl in school, and Lily can't help but fall for him, too. With Ash, she feels happy for the first time. Yet at times, she wonders if she can trust him completely. Then one day, Olivia receives a phone call. Lily is dead, and Asher is being questioned by the police. Olivia is adamant that her son is innocent, but she would be lying if she didn't acknowledge the flashes of his father's temper in Ash. And as the case against him unfolds, she realizes he's hidden more than he's shared with her.
Fear Thy Neighbor, DB113505, by Fern Michaels. At 29, Allison Marshall is ready to find a place to call home. With no family and no ties, she's drifted from one small Florida town to another since high school, working odd jobs, saving hard, and building a nest egg. Once she finds the right place to settle down, she'll know. And when she reaches beautiful Palmetto Island, she thinks she may have found it. The small, close-knit island community seems to have everything Allison needs. On a hunch, she contacts the island's only realtor and learns that an old beach house is on the market. Miraculously, it's in her budget, and Allison takes it as another sign that she's in the right place. At first, home is everything she hoped it would be. But as days turn into weeks, she uncovers a dark side to the supposedly peaceful haven. The locals have a secret, and once Allison discovers what it is, she faces a stark choice. She can stay and join them, or escape. But leaving brings its own risk, and Allison is starting to wonder if coming to Palmetto Island is the last mistake she'll ever make. The Book Club on Waverly Lane, DB112345, by Rachel Hanna. After moving to the outskirts of Charleston, South Carolina, Shelby Anderson decides to form a book club to get to know her neighbors and build a new life after her old one imploded. Little does she know that the women who show up with the homemade cookies and perfectly manicured nails have a whole host of secrets on their own. One whose husband isn't where she says he is. One who's hiding big secrets behind closed doors. One who seems to have the perfect life but is living a lie. And the crazy old woman who lives next door and drives Shelby nuts. Will her new book club lead to lifelong friendships or put her in the middle of drama she doesn't want or need? And what about the city's most eligible bachelor? Is he really interested in her, or does he have secrets too? Going Rogue, Rise and Shine 29, DB111556, by Janet Ivanovich. Monday mornings aren't supposed to be fun, but they should be predictable. However, on this particular Monday, Stephanie Plum knows that something is amiss when she turns up for work at Vinny's Bail Bonds to find that longtime office manager, Connie Rizzoli, who is as reliable as the tides in Atlantic City, hasn't shown up. Stephanie's worst fears are confirmed when she gets a call from Connie's abductor. He says he will only release her in exchange for a mysterious coin that a recently murdered man left as collateral for his bail. Unfortunately, this coin, which should be in the office, just like Connie, is nowhere to be found. The quest to discover the coin, learn its value, and save Connie will require the help of Stephanie's grandma Mazur, her best pal Lula, her boyfriend Morelli, a hunky security expert ranger. As they get closer to unraveling the reason behind Connie's kidnapping, Connie's captor grows more threatening, and soon Stephanie has no choice but to throw caution to the wind, follow her instincts, and go rogue. Encore in Death, DB112303, by J.D. Robb. It was a glittering event full of A-listers, hosted by Eliza Lane and Brant Fitzhugh, a celebrity couple who conquered both Hollywood and Broadway. And now Eve Dallas has made her entrance, but not as a guest. After raising a toast, Fitzhugh fell to the floor and died, with physical symptoms pointing to cyanide, and the police have crashed the party. From all accounts, he wasn't the kind of star who made enemies. Everyone loved him, even his ex-wife. And since the champagne cocktail that killed him was originally intended for Eliza, it's possible she was the real target, with a recently fired assistant, a bitter rival, and an obsessed fan in the picture. With so many attendees, staff, and servers, Eve has her work cut out determining who committed murder in the middle of the crowd and what was their motivation. As one who's not fond of the spotlight herself, she dreads the media circus surrounding a case like this. All she wants is to figure out who's truly innocent and who's only acting that way.
The Inmate, a Novel, DB112211, by Freda McFadden. There are three rules Brooke Sullivan must follow as a new nurse practitioner at a men's maximum security prison. 1. Treat all prisoners with respect. 2. Never reveal any personal information. 3. Never, ever become too friendly with the inmates. But none of the staff at the prison knows Brooke has already broken the rules. Nobody knows about her intimate connection to Shane Nelson, one of the penitentiary's most notorious and dangerous inmates, and they certainly don't know that Shane was Brooke's high school sweetheart, the star quarterback who is now spending the rest of his life in prison for a series of grisly murders, or that Brooke's testimony was what put him in there. But Shane knows, and he will never forget. Switchblade, an original short story, DB 112272, by Michael Connolly. In Switchblade, an anonymous tip puts Bosch on a case that has remained unsolved for decades, the vicious stabbing of a teenage boy whose body was found in an abandoned old Hollywood restaurant. Cold cases are often the toughest, with no body, no murder scene, and no fingerprints. Bosch, nevertheless, gets lucky when DNA evidence from the murderer weapon points to a known killer. But the DA insists that science alone is not enough. He needs the case to be bulletproof before he'll take it to court. Determined to speak for those who can no longer speak for themselves, Bosch has one chance to wrench a confession out of a cold-blooded killer or risk letting him walk free for good. Without a Trace, DB 112171, by Danielle Steele. Charles Vincent seems to have it all, a beautiful wife, two successful children, and a well-paying career. Yet happiness remains out of reach. He is trapped in a loveless marriage and his job is simply a paycheck. But his life changes forever one night as he drives along the Normandy coast, heading to their lavish chateau for the weekend. In one terrifying moment, Charles falls asleep at the wheel and veers off the road, plunging 30 feet down the face of a rocky cliff. Miraculously, Charles survives. After gathering the courage to climb to safety, he starts to walk, bruised, bloodied, and desperate for help. In the dark of night, he happens upon a cabin where he meets the kind and beautiful Odd St. Martin. They have an instant connection, and as she nurses him back to health, Charles begins to discover the passion he's been missing for so many years. In the aftermath of the crash, Charles has a startling realization. He doesn't have to go back. He could simply choose to disappear, to walk away from his old life. When his car is discovered, he'll be presumed dead, washed away at sea. If he stays with Odd, he has a chance at a fuller, happier life that he didn't know was possible. It all seems too good to resist, but Odd has secrets of her own, and before long their pasts catch up to them, threatening everything they have fought to build.
On Friday, July 28th, the library will participate in STEAM on the Ridge in the Oak Ridge neighborhood in Des Moines. This event will provide students in K through 8 with different STEAM-related activities. STEAM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Mathematics. The library will provide a hands-on Braille activity for the students. We are excited to be a part of this event. NLS's monthly program, Many Faces of Bard, will be held Thursday, July 13th at 6 p.m. via Zoom. There will be time for questions for those who have them. Contact the library for login information or go to iowalibrary.blog.
Are you a fan of the Iowa State Fair? If so, the Iowa Department for the Blind will be marching in the parade on August 9th and also have a kids' activity at the fair on August 16th. Stay tuned for more details. We are 6 months into our new program, Peek-A-Box, and we are having so much fun selecting books and choosing goodies to be sent to the patrons subscribed to the program. Thanks to all those who have subscribed. Peek-A-Box offers patrons who subscribe a monthly box of books and goodies just for them. Each month, patrons in the program will receive a special box filled with books, audio or braille or large print, and goodies centered around a theme. Books to borrow and goodies to keep. It's not too late to get signed up. If you're interested in subscribing, contact the library at 515-281-1323 and we can help get you subscribed.
And don't forget to listen to Library Chat, the library's monthly podcast where we talk about books, podcasts, and more. The library will be closed on July 4th. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!